Okay, good evening to everybody. The topic of tonight's shiur is how to properly warm food on Shabbos day. Just by way of introduction, of course, when we're talking about warming food on Shabbos, certainly we're only talking about warming dry foods. Liquid, although they are warm, cannot be reheated to a boil. We pass them like the Rama, that ein bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, one is prohibited to re-cook something, although it's been cooked, when it is a liquid. So our entire discussion this evening is going to revolve around taking something dry out of the fridge, a chicken, a piece of meat, a kugel, any of the like items, and then warming them up. What the proper way, how one can do so, and the methods of doing as such. Now, typically, the way posts can refer to this issue is what's called a nisino lechatchila. Nisino lechatchila translates simply as placing something in an a priori fashion onto a form of hot plate, hot dish, some sort of warming element to be discussed. Now, some understand it to be chazara. Now, chazara simply translates as returning. The issue of nisina l'chatchila, which we will discuss this evening, is an outgrowth of the concept of chazara. Chazara classically is defined in halacha by taking something off of a hot space, a burner, a fire, an oven, and then returning it again to the place that you removed it from. So that's talking about if you have a chicken soup, a chalent, a item that's on the stovetop that is hot and that's warm, that's on the fire, you take it off. There are permissible ways of removing it and then placing it and returning it to the fire. Our discussion today is going to talk about something that's not on the fire, something that's in the fridge, something that's simply on the countertop, and you now want to put it onto the fire itself. Now, these two issues are related because there are five conditions necessary in order to do chazara. Those five conditions we'll talk about next Monday night. But one of the five conditions is that the item that you're returning to the flame and that was removed from the flame can only be removed if it's still in your hand. It's called odo biyada. That means if I take something off of a fire and I want to return it to the fire, the only possibility of me doing that is if I still am holding that item in my hand. If I take it out of my hand and I put it on the counter, put it on the floor, or I wherever I put it, as long as it's out of my hand, it cannot be returned. So the only way to return something to the flame, if it was originally on the flame, is if you're holding onto the item. So if that's true when it comes to the issue of chazara, certainly it's true if it comes to taking something out of the fridge. Certainly it's true if it's talking about taking something off of the countertop and putting it onto a flame. One has to be cautious and careful in terms of how to do that, and fundamentally, it's prohibited. It's usur. So how then is it possible to warm anything up on Shabbos? If you want to take something cold out of the fridge, if you want to warm something up that's on the countertop, is there a possibility of doing so? Now, of course, anything that was hot prior to Shabbos, going into Shabbos, obviously can be used on Shabbos. So classically, your chalent has been cooking from before Shabbos, and that will be used for your Shabbos day meal. Anything that was sitting on the plata, on the blech, on your aluminum tin, on the fire from before Shabbos, obviously can be removed on Shabbos and used on Shabbos. The question that we have to discuss is there a possibility of warming something that was not already warmed before Shabbos? Again, we're only talking about a dry item. The first of the three approaches that I'd like to share with you this evening is the simple approach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's approach that I'll share with you this evening is found in Siman Reishon and Gimel Fes Hey. The explanation that I will give to you to describe and flesh out the position of the Shulchan Aruch is based upon the Bir Halacha here in Siman Reishon and Gimel Fes Gimel, according to the Prima Gadim, and the explanation of the Chazon Ish, Nor Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin Siftet. The Mechaber writes, "Mutar lasis al pi k'teras chamin b'Shabbos, tavshil shnizbashol me'erav Shabbos kol tzorko." A person is permitted to take a plate, a pot of food, an item that you want to warm on Shabbos, and place it onto something that is cooking or that is on the stove already. So that means that if you have any item which is cooking on the fire on Shabbos, from before Shabbos. So if you want to take something out of the fridge and cook it and warm it up, so the way to do it is by placing it on top of the item that's sitting on top of the fire. So for example, if you have a chalent, that's on the crock pot, if you have a item that has placed on the stovetop from before Shabbos and it's still sitting there, come Shabbos morning, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., and your meal is going to start at about 1 o'clock, and you want to take something out of the fridge and warm it up. So the simplest way of handling that, based upon the Mechaber here in Reish and Gimel Sefei, is to take that item out of the fridge or to take the item that was on your countertop and place it on top of the food, which is cooking on the hot plate or on the flame itself. That is absolutely permitted. The Primogodim and the Chazon Ish explain that the reason that that's permitted, and it's not considered to be cooking or a prohibitive issue of warming on Shabbos, because fundamentally the fire that is cooking the dish that it's on the stovetop itself, and the item that you're putting on top is only getting some secondary heat. But fundamentally, the flame in the fire is cooking the first item that's on the flame, which was there from before Shabbos. And now you're putting everything else on top of that dish itself. There's no issue whatsoever. That's an awkward way of cooking. That's not a normal way to cook. And doing so is fine. So, for example, if you have a pot of water that was pre-cooked prior to the entrance of Shabbos, and it remains there all of Shabbos. So whatever you want from the fridge can be placed on top of that hot water that's been cooking all Shabbos. If you have your crock pot that's on, you can place something on top of the crock pot. If you have any other food that's sitting on the flame from before Shabbos, you can do the same thing. You could put your food from the fridge on top of that food which is already cooking. That's the first approach of the Shulchan Aruch, and that was a standard approach that was taken for hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 years, until the advent of many of the electronic appliances that we will talk about this evening. But that is the standard approach and the classic approach. However, the Shulchan Aruch does explain earlier in Siv Gimel, to Siman Reish and Gimel, that there's a caveat. The only time that you could take something from the fridge or the countertop and put it on top of something that is on the fire is only if there's food in the pot itself. So if there's cooked water that's cooking on the flame, then I could put something on top of that. But if there's simply a dish or a pot that's empty, it's then prohibited for me to place food on top of that empty pot. The only time I'm permitted to place something on top of a pot when there's a flame under it on Shabbos is if there's food actually cooking in that pot. But if there's an empty pot, a metal tin pot that's sitting on a open fire that's inverted and upside down, I can't place anything on top of that. And the Primogodim, Chazon Ish, again, both explain that when it comes to that situation, all you've done is made your fire what's called garufik atum. I've closed my fire. But if now I have a closed fire, I can't take something from the fridge or from the countertop and simply place it on top of the inverted, empty tin pot on Shabbos. That is prohibited. The only time I'm permitted to place it on top is only if there's actually food in it itself. So it's a very important distinction that Shulchan Aruch makes. Again, this is the distinction of the Primogodim in Siman Reish and Gimel, Sif Gimel, Dibur Maskel V'Yizahir, that there's a fundamental difference, and that's what the Mechaber fleshes out here in Siman Reish and Gimel, between placing something on top of a food, on top of a pot that has food in it, which is permitted, as opposed to placing something on top of a pot that has nothing in it, which is prohibited. So that's your first course of action if you want to cook, if you want to warm something on Shabbos day, is simply by putting it on top of food which is cooked, which has been cooked from before Shabbos, and remains on top of a flame on Shabbos. That's the first suggestion. The second suggestion is the suggestion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichron Lebracha. This position can be found in the classic work Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. It's also cited by many of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's Talmidim, in the Sefer Orchos of Shabbos of Rabbi Gelber and Rabbi Rubin. You could see this opinion quoted as well. And this is an opinion that is used by many and relied on by many. And that is, if you have an inverted tin that's on top of a blech, one can then place food or an item from the fridge onto the inverted tin, which is on top of a blech or which is on top of something which is covering a fire. Now, how could Rav Shlomo Zalman say that? Didn't the Shulchan Aruch just say that it's prohibited to place something on top of an inverted tin and a pan or a pot which is empty? So Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that when the Shulchan Aruch says that that's usher to place food on top of an inverted tin or pan or pot which is empty, that's only if the tin or the pan or the pot is covering the fire itself and there's no blech under it. However, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if you have something which is covering the flame already, i.e. a blech, a plata chashmali, a a piece of metal, and then you place an inverted tin on top of it, that says the Shlomo Zalman Orbach is permitted to do. So the custom in many Jewish homes on Shabbos, certainly in those homes that follow the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Mishmir Shabbos Kilkasa, many do that, that there is a plata on top of a open fire on Shabbos. There's a blech on top of an open blech that's placed there from before Shabbos. Then you place an inverted tin, and once you have an inverted tin, and you put the food from the kugel from the fridge, the chicken from the fridge, the meat from the fridge, and that would be a possible way to warm your food on Shabbos. Again, that's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Some accept it, some do not accept it, but certainly it is a opinion that can be relied upon. There are those poskim, as I just mentioned, that disapprove of this opinion because it doesn't sound like the Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Gadim, or Chazon Ish make such a distinction, and this is really a novel approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But again, that is his opinion. The third opinion that I'd like to discuss is the opinion of the Igros Moshe, of Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Bracha, and the Igros Moshe, or Rechaim Chelik Dalet. Simon Lamed Hey, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked by Rav Shimon Ida, Zichron Bracha, whether one can place food from the fridge onto a non-adjustable hot plate. The non-adjustable hot plate is a popular means of warming food on Shabbos. You plug it into the wall, and it can warm your food. Now, the question that was asked, and I'll read you the question that I asked, Moshe, is as follows. Is it permitted to warm an item that has already been cooked before Shabbos, a potato kugel? It's a bit warm. Can you place it on top of a non-adjustable hot plate, the type that only warms and cannot cook? So clearly, Rabbi Eider understands that if you have a non-adjustable hot plate that can cook, and by the way, if you do an experiment, some non-adjustable hot plates can actually cook an egg, so you got to be careful. Check your non-adjustable hot plate as long as it has one knob, and it is non-adjustable, and it's a temperature that typically is around 200 degrees or less, 180. According to Moshe writes, al plata chashmalit im yevshel is bashel. If it's impossible to cook on such a hot plate, az mutar lahamir kedera chama, then one can place a item that's come out of the fridge that's a bit warm already. Im ein sham elamida achas lahachom. As long as it's not adjustable, it stays on one temp. If there are two temperatures, it's prohibited, and one should clearly then cover the knob. So according to Moshe Feinstein, a very big chiddush halacha, if you place food from the fridge that's already warmed up a little bit, coming out of the fridge, onto a non-adjustable hot plate, that is permitted. And Moshe's reason for that, as he continues in a very short tshuva, is because it's not considered to be derech bibishul. It's not the way we cook, and as long as it's not the way we cook, it's an awkward fashion, it's something that we are not doing during the week. You don't cook anything on a non-adjustable hot plate, and therefore, according to Moshe, that is absolutely permitted. So essentially, we have three ways, in summation, in terms of how to warm up dry foods on Shabbos day for your daytime meal. The approach of the Shulchan Aruch, which is to place the food from the fridge on top of something which is already cooking in a pot on top of a flame. So if you have something that's already been cooking from before Shabbos and sitting on top of a flame, so you could take whatever you want out of the fridge, something off of the countertop, and put it on top of the item that is in a pot or a tin that's been cooking from before Shabbos. But again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only if there's food actually cooking in the item. If the kedera, if the pot is empty, it's prohibited to do so. The second approach is that of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. If you have a blech and you take an inverted tin or an upside-down pan, upside-down bowl, and then you want to place something, some food from the fridge or the countertop on top of the blech that has the inverted tin or pan, that's fine. And the third approach is the approach of Moshe Feinstein, that one is permitted to warm something up on a non-adjustable hot plate, assuming that the temperature cannot be changed or altered, and assuming that that's not the way one cooks during the week, that it's absolutely permitted. There is a question regarding a warming drawer. A warming drawer, again, typically is somewhere between 175 and 200 degrees. Warming drawer, for those of you who are not familiar with it, opens up like a drawer, and you place food into it, and after some amount of time, depending on the type that you have, warms food. Now, this is contemporarily a major machlokas of Gedolei HaPoskim, of the great halachic authorities of our generation. There are those who are Mekel, there are those who permit it, and those who are machmir that prohibit it. And the basis of their machlokes is twofold. Number one, is it derech bishul? If you understand, like Ramosha Feinstein, that one is permitted to place something onto a non-adjustable hot plate, because that's not called derech bishul, the same thing should be true that when it comes to a warming drawer. That's an awkward way to cook. It's impossible to cook. You never cook like that. Nobody could cook in a warming drawer. Hence the name, warming drawer. You're supposed to warm. So that would be one opinion. The opinion that holds that it's usser is not necessarily related to derech bishul, but it's related to another issue. And that's because of the extreme difference in temperature of 200 degrees to a house which is somewhere at 70 degrees or so. Let's say the average home is warm somewhere between 65 to 75 degrees. When you open up the warm drawer and it is now subject to the elements and the temperature in the home, it immediately kicks in and the change in the heat is recognized by the digital information on the warming drawer, and as a result, it kicks into gear to heat up quickly. And that's a question of gram havara, of creating a grumma by indirectly creating the machine to warm up. Now, when it comes to your fridge, for example, your fridge is typically cooled a little bit above freezing, somewhere between 35 degrees, and if your home is at about 65 or 75, so the difference in temperature is not that extreme. That's the reason why many posts can permit one to open and close the fridge regularly, and there's no concern that when you open up the fridge that the thermostat is going to kick in immediately, and therefore you can do such a thing. But when it comes to the warming drawer, where the temperature difference between the drawer, the warming drawer, and the home is more extreme, there is a question, and there are those who think and are of the opinion based upon their experimentation with the warming drawer that it will kick in immediately to warm up the drawer and the thermostat will go up. And that's the basis of the machlokas, contemporary machlokas regarding a warming drawer. One would think that you just test it and check it out and figure it out. But again, there are posts that seem to be on different sides of the fence regarding this question regarding the warming drawer. The last item I'd like to mention is the radiator or any other non-regular way to heat up food. So Moshe Feinstein, the same tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Daled, Simin Ayin Daled, Os Lamed Daled writes that if you want to place food from the fridge or onto a radiator, again, it's absolutely permitted to do that because Ein Derech Bishul L'Kach, that's not a normal way to cook or to warm during the week, and therefore it does not look like Nesina L'Chatchila, it doesn't look like it's the first time that you're placing this food on the heat, and because that's an awkward way of doing so, it's permitted. And finally, Ramosha mentions another important point in the same set of tshuvas here in Chelek Daled, Simin Ayin Daled, regarding moving food to different places on the blech. So if your food is warming directly on top of the blech, on top of the fire, so you can move it off of that direct heat into a lower point in heat. However, to do the opposite is prohibited. If you have a bunch of things that are sitting, pots that are sitting on top of the blech, and some are on the perimeter of the blech, where you cannot reach the shear of Yatza, let us go 110, 120 or so, and you want to now move it onto the hot part, that is absolutely prohibited. So one should be careful from moving items on the blech from the perimeter where it is not in a place where it is reaching the shear of Yatza Lettuce Bow, and to place it and to move it directly onto the part of the blech which is directly above the fire, according to Moshe Feinstein, is a problem because you are cooking up the food or recooking the food on Shabbos, and as a result of moving it, it can recook. So again, just to summarize, in terms of rewarming a dry food that's been cooked from before Shabbos, there is the approach of the Shulchan Aruch, the approach of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the approach of Moshe Feinstein, as long as, and really what the fundamental point of contention here is, what is considered to be derech bishul and what is considered not derech bishul. What's the classic way to cook something and what's an anomaly in terms of how to cook. And those things which are considered not derech bishul permitted, from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that meant placing food on an inverted tin on top of a blech, according to Moshe Feinstein, that meant eating food on a non-adjustable hot plate, according to the Shulchan Aruch, in earlier times that meant placing food to be warmed on top of food which is cooking on a fire is permitted. Certainly a radiator, as mentioned, is going to be permitted, and the question of the warming drawer also hinges upon that, and again, different post-game contemporarily are on different sides of the fence regarding that question. Have a wonderful evening.